A disproportionately high number of Alaska Natives are incarcerated in the state of Alaska. Recidivism rates are higher for that group as well. Now the state is working on new ways to partner with tribes to help solve both problems. KSKA's Urban Affairs reporter Ann Hillman learned more.
For the first time in Alaska, there will be a joint tribal-state court. A Kainai judge will sit side by side with a state judge and have equal say in decisions. It will be a wellness court that hears criminal cases involving substance abuse and will start taking up to 20 participants in March. Currently, tribal courts only have jurisdiction over civil matters like adoptions, divorces, domestic violence petitions, and child protection cases. Kainai Chief Judge Kimberly Sweet will be one of the two judges who preside over the court. She says it will be run like most tribal courts.
We don't wear robes. We have a big conference table. Everybody sits around the conference table. Parties are allowed to seek legal counsel. They can bring their legal counsel to court with them, and legal counsel is allowed to advise them, but we do not speak to their legal counsel. We hear directly from the parties themselves.
Sweet says the process helps get to and treat the root of the problem. Program developers are currently working on a handbook of the procedures so the model can be repeated throughout the state.
Not just based on personalities of people that have, with big hearts that are driving this, so that it actually becomes institutionalized and can be picked up and taken by anybody.
Similar joint courts already exist in Minnesota and California. A 2014 change in court rules also allows the state's court system to use collaborative methods for sentencing adults, like circle sentencing. The Kainai tribe and others are already using the method with juvenile offenders. Sweet explains that circle sentencing brings the offender, community members, family members, and sometimes the victim into the same room to discuss the issue and the solution.
Nobody is an authority in the circle. The circle collaborates and works together as a little mini community to come up with a plan to put that youth or that adult back on a good path with as much input from the youth or the adult as possible.
For adult cases, the state judge would make the final sentencing decision. The state is also working on a plan to improve the outcomes for Alaska Natives who end up incarcerated. The Department of Corrections is convening an Alaska Native focus group for reducing recidivism. Alaska's recidivism rate is 63% for everyone leaving the prison system. For Alaska Natives, it's 74%. DOC Commissioner Ron Taylor discussed the formation of the group during AFN.
We're concerned about the higher rate of recidivism among that group and looking for ways to improve those outcomes. How do we do a better job of providing programming and resources? How do we do a better job of linking them to services once they get released? And how do we do a better job also of ensuring that they're going back to their communities if they choose to do so?
The group will be chaired by Lieutenant Governor Byron Malott and meet for the first time next week in Anchorage. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.